बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। In this series of Amrit Vela, today we will see. Amrit Vela is a special time that Baba has set aside for Brahmins. Amrit Vela is a special time that Baba has set aside for Brahmins. In the early morning hours of nectar, you can receive whatever it is that you wish. This is the special time that has been fixed for Brahmins. No matter how important a person may be, he will always keep a special time reserved for his own family. So, the early morning hours of nectar are reserved specially for the children. Afterwards, come the souls of the whole world. But it is the children who receive the first chance. What is FCFS? First come, first served. In the business industry, in the 19th century, this term got very famous. Regarding customers, first come, first served. Those who will come first, irrespective of what they are, which religion they belong to, what post, what caste, they will be served first. So that created a sort of excitement in the customers to come, to go first. So first come, first serve. So the same approach is here. At Amrit Vela, Baba is sitting with his shop, with his product of Jnana and Yoga, and with his products of blessings, attainments, fortune, treasures, and many other things. So, those who will come first, they will be served first. What happens if you go late? Just imagine, there is a buttermilk which is being served. Buttermilk, chaach, and those who go first, they will get better quality. And those who will go at the last, they will get the last diluted one. So, if you go first, and food is being served, what things will happen? You will get fresh. Then you can get more quantity also. Okay, so you will get more. What else? Food is being served and you reach there. Huh? All dishes. Yeah, you will get everything. What? It will be hot. What else? Huh? With respect, okay. Because those who are serving, they will be highly enthusiastic to serve you. Because you came at the start. Okay. So you will get with respect. What else? Less waiting time. So less waiting time, small queue. What else? The quality of the food. That will be very good. Initial. Quality. What else? So, here also, at Amrit Vela, The same approach is there. First come, first serve. FC, FS. So when you run fast and reach Baba, you will get fresh ingredients, fresh dishes, fresh delicious dishes. You can get more because others have yet not come. You can try almost everything. And Baba will love those who have abided by this Srimad of FSFC. Because he has already said that if you come fast, if you come earlier, you will get more. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba had said, hours of Amritvela are related to births of Satyug. 1 hour less, 1 birth less. 1 hour less in Satyug, 1 birth less. So now it depends. How do you want the food? How do you want the things? And there is always a joy that you have come first. There is another feeling of happiness that I have reached the first. And you will eat with happiness. So at Amrit Vela, come to Baba, rush to Him, be with Him, and take from Him everything that He has to give you. All the paraphernalia of Jnana, Yoga, all the ingredients, Vakhar, Baba says, the goods, the goods of Jnana and Yoga, you can take as much as possible. Super sensuous bliss, blessings from Baba, powers, virtues, treasures, fortune, everything, inspirations, touchings, the divine touchings. When you don't understand what to do and what not to do in life, the best thing is just to sit with plain intellect. Go to Baba and sit with plain intellect, and the divine touchings will come from above. So, if you want to reach early, you will have to get up early. And if you want to get up early, you need to sleep early. So, this time of sleeping, between bed and sleep, digital world gets active. Digital world gets activated. So that makes sleeping difficult at times. But if you want to get up early, you have to make it a point that you sleep early. What time? 8:30 is too early. That's good. That is excellent, in fact. If you can do that, that is the best thing in life. So that you get enough sleep at night and you can get up early in the morning. And your day begins at 2. And there is an ecstatic joy. So, to sleep as early as possible is a very good habit. 9:30 or 10. Maximum 10. Lights should be off. I have seen that at various centers, their meetings start at 10 p.m. Many centers, they have their meetings at 10 p.m. and that goes on till 11:30, or the guests and multiple services, and especially during Shivratri, there is no timing. So, it's a very good idea to go to sleep early. 10 is okay, before 10. So that you can get up as early as possible and you can have powerful yoga. A yoga which will make you extremely powerful. without a wink of sleep, where you can stay awake with your eyes wide awake. So, sleeping early is the preparation for Amrit Vela. Sleeping early to bed. Another thing is sleeping with a very powerful mindset. The sleeping time is a very important thing. How do you go to sleep? How do you hit the bed? That's very important. Reading something, some Avyakta Murlis or Sakar Murli, or doing some churning on knowledge, of knowledge, and then yoga, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and even sleeping, that sleep should be the sleep of yoga or yoga nidra, that you go to sleep whilst doing yoga. When you are on the bed, already on the beds and the lights are off, learn to become bodiless. This is the best time to enter the subconscious mind. This is the best time to access the subconscious mind. If this is the conscious mind and this is the conscious and this is the subconscious, in between there is a barrier which is known as preconscious. And at the time of sleep and at the time of getting up, this preconscious barrier is lifted. So whatever thoughts you want, you can send to the subconscious. So while sleeping, when you are already on the bed, create powerful soman, powerful thoughts of self-respect. And then, whilst doing yoga, go to sleep. There's a lot of research that's going on yoga nidra. What is yoga nidra? This is a scientific sleep of yoga of sleep, where they describe multiple stages, at least 8 stages. First, when you lie down on the bed, focus on the breathing, they say. Breath is coming in, going out, just for a few seconds. Then, relax the body. Then, rotation of consciousness. Just move the consciousness throughout the body. Focus on the toe, on the fingers, on the feet, on the ankle, on the thighs, on the knees, abdomen, back. See each and every part of the body and keep on relaxing it, relaxing it, relaxing it, relaxing it. And then fourth, soman. Take any powerful soman. I am the most pure soul. I am the holiest soul in the world. And then visualize that soman. Visualize that soman, that I am the purest soul. I am an angel of purity, radiating purity across the world. And visualizing, again, affirmation. Keep on repeating that. And they said that while doing this, just go to sleep. When the sleep will come, you never know. But when you sleep with such powerful stage, as if body is different and I am different, as if body is left behind, left down and I am moving above, you can move as an angel, you can go to the subtle world, have talks with Baba, or you can move to the soul abode, and then just go to sleep. You will never know when you have gone to sleep. So, in the yoga nidra, which is taught in the world, they teach to come back out of it. I am talking of doing this at night, so that you need not to come back. But in the world, when they teach, they again come back to soman and rotation of consciousness and then waking up. That's how they complete the 8 steps. And they say that if you do yoga nidra for even 10 minutes, you will get sleep of 1 hour, rest of 1 hour. So yogi sleep is very less. Why? Because they practice yoga nidra. They don't have to sleep too much. just few hours, 1 hour sleep, and you get up and you feel you are highly fresh. And you can do this, those who are working in the offices, if they have just 5 minutes break, 10 minutes time, they can just lie down somewhere. You need not to have a bed. If you can have a reclining chair, you can just relax yourself. Rotation of consciousness, breathing, soman, visualization, affirmation, and then come back. So just in 10 minutes, you will get the sleep of 1 hour. So yogi sleep is less. In fact, we don't need sleep. We need rest. Sleep is one of the methods of taking rest. If that rest is made available by some other method, then sleep would be unnecessary. We don't need sleep. We need rest. Because people sleep, and when they don't, people sleep, and after getting up, they don't feel fresh. Why? Because sleep is not refreshing. So probably rest did not happen at sleep. So this is important. So if you want a very powerful Amritvela, you have to go to bed early. If you want a very powerful Amritvela, you must realize the importance of Amritvela. If you want a very powerful Amritvela, you must do little yoga before sleeping. You must read something, churn something, and do yoga nidra. And then go to sleep. And then you will come in the category of first come, first served. So how Baba will serve those who come first? What he will do to them? He will be extremely happy to see. He will be extremely happy to see that my child has come. What he will do? He will shower love. He will give some special touching. Probably that child is struggling with one sanskar, which is a very die-hard sanskar and not going, very adamant sanskar. In order to fight such refractory sanskars, Baba will give special power and special touchings so that the lock of the intellect would be unlocked. What else? To get up early means you can become bodiless very fast. Even the Brahmins are sleeping. Otherwise they will make a huge queue. In the morning, queue is less. The best time is 2 to 3:30. After 3:30, not devotees. Brahmins will start. Devotees come at 5 o'clock. Their time is after 5. There are some devotees who get up very early. But this is the best time for Amritvela. If you develop a very strong practice of yoga nidra, gradually you will realize that sleep is becoming less. We are not trying to make it less, because we all need very good sleep. Otherwise, the whole Amritvela, you will be swinging all the time. Baba gives the example of Museum of Jaipur, where they do Hatha Yoga. And the Baba says, Amritvela scene is just like that museum. So, we don't have to try, we don't have to do, it will become automatically. So that is yogis. And for that, one more thing is necessary. That is food. Food and sleep. These are the two things a yogi conquers. Gradually, the requirement for food would become less and less. The requirement for sleep would become less and less. It is said about Brahma Baba that at night, if somebody would come at the door and try to peep and see, and he was awake, as if he never slept. He was awake as if the whole night. Whole day also awake, night also awake. What is this stage? This is the highly enlightened stage of a yogi, which arises out of extreme purity, which arises out of long-standing practice of bodilessness, where the yogi's body is sustained by sankalp, not by food or sleep. So, gradually, this yoga becomes very powerful yoga. So, first come, first serve means you achieve strong bodiless stage, you achieve strong current of divine love within. The desire to serve the world, to give sakash. The whole world is suffering. And you can hear the voices of the devotees, of the suffering masses, of the crying voice of humanity, the human cry. And you become a channel, an instrument to serve with the subtle body. The whole earth you will move and serve. You do not belong to one particular group of people, one particular place, one state, one country, but you become international. International server with the subtle body. So all this work has to be done at Amrit Vela. But that will be done only when you come first. Come first, first serve. First come, first serve. So Baba is saying in the early morning hours of Amrit Nectar, you can receive whatever it is that you want. Mano Vanchit. Whatever your heart desire, you can get it. Whatever you want, you can get it. Jose Vanchila Tote Laho. This is the special time that has been fixed for Brahmins. No matter how important a person is, but he will always keep some time for his family. So this is Baba's family, where he is the head. So, this is, you know, in that Shantivan, they have some reserved seats. So you should also keep one seat there. And write reserve. Baba, I'll come here. Please don't allow anybody to sit. This is my chair. But then you have to come early. Otherwise, if you don't come, somebody else will sit. There is no system of keeping any handkerchief or something like that. In Paramdham, you have to run fast. Otherwise, you lose. Afterwards, come the soul of the whole world. Because the whole world, where they will go? They will go to God. Even they do not know God. But still, they will go to Him only. They do not know Him, but He knows them. So He is still bound to them and He has to fulfill their wishes, their pure desires, their desires for the visions, whatever. But it is the children who receive the first chance. So, first come, first serve. So if you want hot food, fresh food, more quantity, if you don't want to stand in queue, if you want to eat nicely sitting, if you want good place, otherwise when there is a rush, you have to stand and eat. All the seats are occupied. Huh? Buffer system. Whatever. But this is the best thing to do. So, get up early in the morning. Sleep early at night. And take from him whatever that you want. Baba says, this is open treasure. You don't even have to apply any key. Everything, whatever you want, you just go and take. Cafeteria approach. Cafeteria approach. Just choose what you want. All products of Gyan, Yoga, touchings, everything is available. Om Shanti.